Coming up on Golf Today, Justin Thomas is the highest ranked player at Mayakoba, and he is on the course right now. We'll check in to see if JT is making a move on day one or going the wrong way. And who does Brooks Koepka remind you of? Is there a player from another sport who fits the bill? Linebacker? Punter? We give our best golfer athlete comparisons and ask for yours. And a spot in the Masters is available at the Asia Pacific Amateur Championship. We bring you the latest from Dubai, where big dreams are taking flight. It's all ahead on Golf Today.
Golf Today, brought to you by PointsBet.
Walks of the week. I know it's early. I know it's just a Thursday, but Damon Hack's been refreshing all morning long with Tony Finau. How's he playing? What's he doing? You're telling me how long a birdie putt he's got out on the golf course. Taylor Gooch doesn't go out till later today, but how is Tony Finau doing?
Tony's doing fantastic. All I asked for was under par, some consistency. You see, he's T14. Of course, the wager is T10 finish. You know, get a top 10 finish for Tony, who has 47 top 10 finishes, by the way, in his career, if you're keeping score at home. So he is 4 under, clean little 67. I'm very pleased with that start for a player that we know, one of the most consistent in the game today.
Mention Billy Horschel. And it seems like Billy Horschel's playing as good a golf as really we've seen since, what, 3-4 years
ago.
I mean, the consistency for Billy Horschel right now, doesn't matter the golf course, doesn't matter the tour. It seems like wherever he's pegging it right now, he's playing great. And then you see Koepka there. I mean, Koepka talked about this coming in. I mean, Koepka said, even if I miss the cut, kind of getting those professional golf reps. Didn't have a great day on the golf course to this point. But for Koepka, just being out there, I think, is the important part of this. So you've got one player expecting to play well in Billy Horschel, Tony Finau kind of doing Tony Finau things. And then for Koepka, again, just trying to find some sort of form.
I'm endlessly fascinated by Billy Horschel. I can't wait to see how his career unfolds. Maybe making a President's Cup team this year after being in the conversation for a time to represent the United States in the Ryder Cup. He's kind of growing up in front of our eyes, very volatile as we know. I thought it was a big win for him personally across the pond at the BMW PGA Championship. We know about his ball striking prowess, winning in the match play as well. He's been on the edge. That passion that he brings when he wants to represent the red, white, and blue hasn't done so since the Walker Cup. It would be neat to see him represent the U.S. as a pro.
And, D, we've talked a lot about your predictions here with PointsBet. I mean, you had a prediction about a long shot into the Tour Championship that's happening today.
Yeah, Joe Bramlett from Stanford won the Korn Ferry Tour Championship, finished first in the finals standings as well. He was 5 under in the early going, round one at Mayakoba. He's had some back issues. They're behind him right now. Big, strong, hits the ball a long way. So, you know, I think it's a long shot to say that he will be in Atlanta, but you're telling me there's a chance? I like his start today.
If Finau finishes top 10 and Bramlett has another great week, are you going to start getting players texting you? You know, kind of getting a message, you know, underline, I want the Damon Hack bump here?
I think so, and not only that, I'm going to take back the gold chain that I've sent to Teddy G and just put it right here on my own neck to wear the gold chain.
It's for you the way you've done it. Well, we threw this up on social media. We asked, who's your favorite golfer and who is their athlete comp, if you will, and we're already getting some great responses from viewers out in the Twitter world. Anthony sending in Brooks Koepka, Andre Agassi, act like they hate their own sport. DJ is Eli Manning, highly intelligent Hall of Famers who come off.
I like that. I think that's really
good. Rose is Kurt Warner, slow start to career, only to reach the pinnacle. And Rory is Jeter or Trout. Your thoughts there, D. Oh,
I like that. I don't know if Justin Rose was bagging groceries like Kurt Warner when he was an Iowa barnstormer, but I like it nonetheless.
Our man continues here. He continues on. He's got Rahm as Serena.
I like that. I mean, generational talent with a propensity to get heated. I can't argue against that. That sounds good. Xander Allen Iverson, stature and overshadowed by his draft class. Okay, how about Bryson as Bob Gibson of the St. Louis Cardinals? Innovative thinkers who eventually changed how the game is played. Look up how Gibson led to the mound height changes. That is true. Wicked fastball.
All right, from Anthony doing a deep dive on this, we'll go to Gary. He said Jack Nicklaus and Tom Brady, the GOATs in their sport. Doesn't matter who else is in the field or on the field. You know, you have to beat the guy, and you don't want them to have the ball with a chance to beat you at the end of the game. I'd say that's a very, very fair comp, Jack and Brady.
Game recognizes game. And then we have Max Homa and Davey Lopes from my Los Angeles Dodgers. Of course, Max, a huge Dodger fan, L.A. sports fan. That is very cool. I mean, mustaches were very big in the 70s and 80s, and I guess they've come back in vogue.
Don't call it a comeback. They are on their way back. Well, that got us thinking about our athlete comps, and we're doing the whole top 10 in the world here. This is November.
It's gonna be
These
fun.
Are the things we discuss in November. And I got the evens and you got the odds, except we somehow screwed one of them up.
So I got the UCLA Bruin.
So that's right. There's fair. So I've got the easiest one, I think, of this list.
Okay.
Top 10 in the world. I think the easiest one here for Jordan Spieth, of all the players in the top 10 on the OWGR, right there, is Steph Curry. They're doing it differently. They're must watch when they're on the court. When they're on the golf course, they even have the same amount of championships.
Yes.
Curry with three.
Yes.
With the Warriors, and Jordan Spieth with three major titles. I feel like they're field players. They're transcendent. Mm. They're actually underappreciated for their skill set. You know, we talk all about Steph in terms of the three-point shooting. We talk all about Jordan in terms of the putting. We don't give Steph enough credit around the rim. We don't give Jordan enough credit with the iron play. Mm. So that's number 10, D.
Underappreciated, Under Armour as well. I thought that's where you were going. Number nine, Louis Oosthuizen. Of course, I picked the smooth-swinging South African. We talk about effortless. Reminds me of Eric Dickerson, SMU, Los Angeles Rams, Indianapolis Colts, one of the most graceful, beautiful runners that I ever saw. Of course, member of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Just height of his power, quick through the hole. We know how long Louis hits it despite the smoothness that he brings. So Louis Oosthuizen and Eric Dickerson, my athlete comp.
I like that one a lot. As easy as Spieth was for me, D, I struggled with Rory.
Okay.
I really struggled with Rory. There was some Roger Federer in there for me. But at the end of the day, Arthur Volpe, our producer, threw Peyton Manning my way. And I agree with them. Manning and Rory. You talk about Mensa-level intelligence for their sport and outside of their sport. You think things might be bigger for them when they finish their sport. For Peyton Manning, we're seeing it in the media world and beyond. For Rory McIlroy, I think much could be the same. And for both of these players, they have seen up close what the GOAT is. Mm. And I think for Rory, he's seen Tiger, he's played with Tiger. For Peyton, he played plenty of games against Tom Brady. He's never going to reach that threshold, but very, very close. Peyton and Rory.
Peyton was my favorite athlete to cover in the NFL. Best quote, I think Rory is my favorite in golf. Now, Justin Thomas, also one of my favorites. You know, also the son of someone in this game. Think about the comparison to Christian McCaffrey. Christian McCaffrey's father, Ed, played in the NFL. Justin Thomas's dad, Mike, a PGA professional. They both just look very comfortable in their environment. Both undersized as well. Christian shouldn't be as strong as he is. JT should not be able to hit the ball as far as he does in that frame. JT, country strong.
I think that's a really good one. You're crushing it to this point.
I'm happy with that one.
I knew you'd bring it.
Put my mind
on
to
a Thursday.
It.
All right, so Bryson, you remember skinny.
I do.
Bryson.
Okay.
Packed on the pounds. How about Giannis?
Works.
I'd say the best player currently in the NBA. Giannis gained 50 pounds of muscle from when he came in the league to now. When you see Jack Giannis, when you see him next to Brooks Koepka, and he looks like it's a dad and a son photo. Giannis now, with the body change and everything we've seen, can dominate the NBA. And we've seen it with Bryson. He can dominate golf now, the distance being a big part of who he is.
And they've each won their major. Now, you got Xander. I'm going to give you Xander as well.
This is our kind of mix-up. Wanted to give Cantlay to D with the UCLA. And it wasn't the easiest one to come up with a good comp here for Xander. But I like the Chris Paul comp.
Gold medals.
Chris Paul and Xander both hoping to win more in their careers. But they're kind of five-tool players. They're leaders. They're quiet at times, and they can speak up. And they're both really cool,
too.
Very underappreciated levels of cool, Chris Paul and Xander.
All right, so I've got the UCLA Bruin. Patrick Cantlay, there he is, smiling there, but we know what he's like inside the ropes. The stare, stoic, all business. So was the captain, the center for the Oilers and the Rangers and the Canucks. I'm talking about Mark Messier. Great book, by the way, our colleague Jimmy Roberts wrote about Mark Messier. All business on the ice, all business inside the ropes for the UCLA Bruin, Patrick Cantlay.
Got a little hockey in there as well.
Yeah.
Very, very smart to do that. D?
I got another one. DJ Smooth Swagger. Some would say ice cold, like the Iceman himself.
George Gervin, San Antonio Spurs. Remember the poster? He's sitting on a couple blocks of ice, arm on a block of ice, left arm on a block of ice. So cool. Very popular in the locker room. Very popular around the league. So is one Dustin Johnson.
I'd say my only argument to this is I do see a little King Griffey Jr. in Dustin Johnson.
Oh, that works too.
They just kind of walk around the world very cool.
That's
but
fine.
How can you argue against the Iceman? Yeah. I got number two in the world is Colin Morikawa.
Okay.
My comp for Morikawa is Kevin Durant. They are two generational scorers.
Mm.
These are guys that can score. These are the type of athletes that you want to have the ball or the club in their hands. And if you went across the spectrum of professional golf and professional basketball and you said, who do you want to shoot a jumper with the game, the championship, the finals on the line? Who do you want to hit an iron shot with the game or a major championship on the line? You go Durant, you go Colin Morikawa. That's the comp.
Love it. And the number one player in the world, John Rahm. He was the best in college. He's the best in the pros. He's a solid block of granite, just like Derrick Henry, Heisman Trophy winner from Alabama, best running back in the National Football League, someone you build a program around. The Europeans building a program around John Rahm. I think the comp is spot on. Wouldn't mess with either gentleman.
Be hard not to pick John Rahm first in your fantasy golf draft. Really hard not to pick him first in your fantasy football draft. That's our 10. Jump on social. Give us your answers as well. We'll roll some out later in the show. How about Ricky Fowler? Maybe you've got an athlete comp for Ricky Fowler. Much more to do on this Thursday.
Golf Today, brought to you by PointsBet. This season, don't just bet, live your bet life.
Welcome back to Golf Today. We look back to 2000 when Nota Begay III won in Hartford with a 25-foot birdie on the 72nd hole to win by a single shot over Mark Calcavecchia. Second straight win, by the way, for our colleague at NBC and Golf Channel. Yeah, pointing to the crowd.
See, Nota was just cool, man.
He was
cool. Nota's
cool.
That's a cool way to celebrate. We rarely get cool celebrations in golf, and that was a cool celebration.
You know what else is cool? How about the NB3 Foundation? Today marks the beginning of the 0 to 60 Challenge and the official start of NB3 Fit Week. You can join fellow Native American families and communities committed to a healthy and active lifestyle. You can go to nb3foundation.org for more information about all of the November events. And from where we bring in the aforementioned Nota Begay III. Nota, so what is the 0 to 60 Challenge?
Well, it's number one, it's hard, but it's really gratifying and rewarding. What you want to do is you want to take your consumption of daily water. You want to drink about three of these things right here to 60 ounces or more per day. And then you want to take your intake of sugary beverages, you know, the sugar in your coffee, the occasional soda, the energy drink down to zero. For the entire month of November, which is Native American Heritage Month. And we do that at the NB3 Foundation just to sort of try and encourage healthy choices for our young kids, just get them to understand that a balanced approach to life and the things you put in your body sort of can make a difference in how things turn out for you. So it's one of the things we're most proud of as part of NB3 Fit Week, which is the first entire week of November. We have a big cross-country race, community cross-country race coming up on Sunday. You can still sign up. There's flights. I checked, guys. You can still get on the plane. And Damon, I know you've agreed to hop on board with us for the 0 to 60, and I want to get Shane on board, and let's take this thing on for the next 30 days.
I love it. No sugar. I'm putting it aside for a great cause. And Nota, I'm curious, what kind of obstacles have you seen in the Native American community regarding health and obesity and disease? It looks like we might have lost Nota, unfortunately. We'll work on getting him back on the show. But this is obviously a fantastic cause that Nota Begay is behind.
And listen, Nota can say how high. and I'm going to jump, right? I mean, I'm in. I mean, I'm 100% in. If he wants me to be a part of this, let's do it. So no sugar in the
coffee either.
And are you a sugar coffee guy?
I'm an almond milk guy. I guess I'm going to make sure there's no sugar in that. I'll occasionally throw in a little packet here from time to time, but I think he's on to something here. Obviously, it's about health and making wise choices, and obesity is a very big issue, and making good food choices are very, very important. So I can do it. I'm in for the challenge.
And we just, my wife and I just threw the Halloween candy away this morning. It was a necessary decision to make.
I didn't have any candy.
It just hangs around there. It just sits in a bowl.
Yes.
Right in the middle of your house.
October's okay for candy, but November.
We're out on October.
No candy. So we think we got Noda back on the line. So Noda, I was asking you about the obstacles that you've seen in the Native American community in regards to health and obesity and disease.
Yeah, we just have a disproportionate number of our young kids becoming technically obese at early ages, which predisposes them to a lot of chronic illness. There's a lot of poverty in the community. And so what we do at the foundation is just try and provide an avenue and some ideas and highlight better ways to sort of pursue some of the things that are important. That why is it important to stay fit and stay healthy? Because it keeps you healthier throughout your life, and it gives them a chance to sort of live to their fullest potential. And sort of that's really what it's all about. We're so happy, you know, we've as far as the MB3 Fit Week goes, you know, we've encouraged communities across the country, especially on Indian reservations, to take part. The Hopi Wellness Center, which is a Pueblo community in north central Arizona, is doing some wonderful things. You can check them out at Hopi Wellness Center on Facebook. And the Shakopee Mdankwadon Sioux, say that fast three times, guys, is a community just outside Minneapolis, and they're putting on an intertribal basketball tournament this week. So a lot of great activities across the country, all in an effort to recognize, you know, who we are as American Indians and be proud of our heritage, but also to highlight some positive activities for these young kids as they sort of navigate life and try and make good choices.
Noda, you've mentioned the MB3 Foundation a couple of times. What's been the focus for you with this foundation, and how can people support what you guys are doing?
Well, our focus is to establish best practice models. We want to get involved in the community, provide grassroots programming. Right now, we're in the middle of our cross-country season. We also provide golf, soccer, and a whole list of summer programs during the summer months. But it's just an effort by our staff to really get engaged with the communities and serve at a grassroots level all the way to a grant making level. We've give out grants upwards of $100,000 to different communities who are doing good things within their own programs. And then we take all of that research, that information, and that data, and then we establish best practice models so that we can encourage and help other communities address their own health challenges within their within the walls that they live in, because every community is different. There's over 570 sovereign tribes in the United States. And so we can't provide a singular solution for all of them, but we just try and provide a pathway for them to work together with us and create a better opportunity for their kids. And, you know, these are the giving months, November and.
And it's an important message from Noda Begay III. Appreciate his time and his message. This is someone who's a four-time winner on the PGA Tour, but I think he's really found his voice as someone concerned about junior golf and health and wellness as well.
So no sugar. No more sugar for November. You and
I
are out.
We can do it.
We can do it. We got our water bottles.
We got our water bottles.
We're locked and loaded on the water.
We're going to eat clean.
So we're kind of got us thinking about things that are sweet in golf. We're not going to be eating any sweets for the rest of the month, so just talking about sweets is what we can do.
Well, nothing sweeter than Arnold Palmer with an Arnold Palmer. I miss him.
Very sweet.
Whenever I see him, I get goosebumps. Just got him once again. And thanks to him, there's so much in golf that we can enjoy. There's so many things that are sweet in golf, including the king himself. How about seeing your name first on a tee sheet? Is that pretty sweet?
So you mentioned this earlier. And this is an older person thing, and I'm all in on it now. I want to be out early as I can get. When you start to have children and there's life outside of the 4 hours you can spend on the golf course, you want early, you want late, you don't want middle of the day. Early tee sheet, very, very important.
The golf course is yours. It's your golf course.
Pace setter.
Yes.
Give me the pace setter time online, right?
What else you have?
A new golf glove. Mm. When you take it out of the plastic and you put it on and you Velcro in the first couple swings on the range, it might be the best feeling in golf. That new glove, it lasts a round or two before it starts to look a little tattered.
Yeah.
I'm all in on the new golf glove.
I'm between the XL and the double XL.
You struggle with sizing.
I struggle with golf gloves. Maybe we'll talk about that at some point. How about golf shoes? New golf shoes. Like a new car smell? Nothing better than the new golf shoe smell. So it's just fantastic.
You know what? You know I like sneakers a lot.
You are a sneaker guy.
The only thing with new shoes is up here in the Northeast when you run into the kind of like iffy weather.
Yeah.
You don't break them out. Don't break the new shoe out on an iffy day.
Yeah, that's
you
fair.
You want it sunny. You want it dry. Don't get mud and dirt on the brand new shoes.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean any new shoe, golf or otherwise. When you think your ball's out of bounds, and it's not out of bounds, that's one of the joys in this sport. Nothing sweeter than getting up there thinking you're going to make a double and understanding you not just have a chance to make a par, you might have a chance at birdie. That is a sweet feeling. Let me tell you something. I did U.S. Open final qualifying a few years back and hit kind of the block left out of bounds ball. Didn't call for a provisional. Hit my provisional, and my ball was in play. Unfortunately, I had to play the second one because I didn't say provisional.
Oh, no.
But that wasn't as sweet.
Okay.
That was not as sweet, even though the ball was in bounds.
When I think my ball is out of bounds, it usually is out of bounds. How about something else that's pretty sweet? How about the post-round shower?
Oh.
You know what I'm talking about.
Oh.
You're all grimy. You're dirty. You've been in the rough. If you're me, you've been in the bushes. And then you're done, and you go into that shower, and you put that new outfit on, and you're going to have whatever, your Arnold Palmer, no sugar. I mean, that's just... The shower. I linger in the shower. The older I get, the more I linger. I'm a lingerer in the shower. You want the big umbrella, kind of the rain shower. I mean, you want the whole thing.
Shout out to Deepdale Golf and Shower Club,
okay.
As the members like to call it. Some of the best showers in the world
Oakmont.
At Deepdale. My last one is, and again, this is a Northeast thing, when it's supposed to rain and it doesn't rain.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of that, 30, 40, 50% chance of rain throughout the entire day, and you've got your bag full of rain gear, the rain gloves, the brella, the cover. You've got all of it. Everything you've purchased for the last 5 years for bad weather, you got it all in your bag, and if you don't have to break it out, that is very sweet.
Well done. Well, last December, Victor Hovland birdied his final hole to shoot a 6-under 65 and pick up a one-shot victory in the Worldwide Technology Championship at Mayakoba, his second PGA Tour victory of the year.
Just getting going on this Thursday, playing with Herbert and Patrick Reed. They're just playing the first hole. They're just getting their day going.
Just warming up.
Yeah. Afternoon start to the workday.
It's time now to head over to the CDW Intelligence Center and go beyond the scorecard using ShotLink statistics.
We all talk about Victor Hovland's ball striking, one of the great drivers of the golf ball on the PGA Tour, always really top 10-ing kind of strokes gain off the tee. But we've heard about the short game. We've heard from Victor Hovland about the short game, that kind of being the one hole in Victor Hovland's game.
Yeah, and he talked about it back in 2020, and he wasn't very kind when he described the quality of his short game.
I just suck at chipping. I definitely need to work on my short game, and I was 100% exposed there on that hole. I can get away with it sometimes, but over 72 holes, I really need to tighten that up. Fortunately, I was able to make it back with the chips on 10 and 15.
Second on the PGA Tour in strokes gained off the tee in 2019, 18th in 2020, 5th in 2021. But this, again, is where we're focused. It's around the greens for Victor Hovland, calling his own short game out. But this is something that, as you see, has improved each and every year.
God, I love the improvement. I love the honesty, Shane. Also, looking at the quality of his short game relative to the players, his peers on the PGA Tour. And the question I have is, with the improvement that we've seen, can he improve even more? Can he turn an admitted weakness into a strength? Can he have one of the best short games on the PGA Tour? Or do you think this is probably who he is, and he'll probably hang around in the 99 to 105, 110 range in terms of his short game?
Yeah, we don't see players kind of turn that glaring weakness into an enormous positive. But we have seen players make a big move with it. I think about Dustin Johnson years ago, and you look at where Dustin Johnson was with the wedge play. It was the part of the game that held Dustin Johnson back from being the best player in golf, from being dominant, from winning multiple major championships. And now Dustin Johnson is a very, very solid wedge player. So I do think Victor Hovland can improve on the number. I think Victor Hovland can get to 60th or 70th on the PGA Tour in strokes gained around the green. And think how scary that would be, considering the ball striking and considering Victor Hovland is a player that we've seen get really hot with the putter at times. If the putter's working and you're driving it well, and you don't have to worry about the random greens you miss. All of a sudden, Victor Hovland's winning multiple times in a PGA
His course. Ball striking is so good, and he has to be encouraged by the improvement that he has made. When he's breaking down his numbers using ShotLink statistics, he has to see that the improvement has been there. Even if it's only marginal, even if it's only minimal, he is going in the right direction.
Modern-day player Victor Hovland can hit it far, can hit it straight, can lean on that driver. And so for Victor Hovland, it's just tightening up a couple of things. And again, he understands. I love what you said, the honesty there. You hear from so many professional golfers at time, they go, oh, I hit a great putt. It didn't go in. Oh, no, that's not a bad part of my game. I'm actually great in and around the greens. For Victor Hovland to openly admit it to himself after winning a PGA Tour event just shows how complete Victor Hovland is.
And he's long off the tee, and his ball striking is so good. And I do think in this modern era of PGA Tour golf, when you hit it as well as Victor does, and when you hit it as far as Victor does, you're going to find yourself, I think, more often than not, with a chance to be on that leaderboard.
Do you like when we get to stand up?
Is this one of your favorite parts of the week? I stretch the legs out, get the blood flowing a little
bit. Thank you, CDW. Gets us up out of the chair. That was the CDW Intelligence and Center. You got to see Damon Hack in his pants.
People who get it. And Brently Romine gets it. He joins us after the break. He's out at the final stage of Korn Ferry Tour Q School with all the storylines you should be following.
Back on golf today, the Korn Ferry tweeting this out. What a week in Georgia sport. Georgia football defeats Florida. The Braves capture the World Series. Now Korn Ferry Tour Finals at Landings Club. It's a big week in sports.
Really is. We got some big-time notables in this field. John Augenstein was the 2020 SEC Player of the Year at Vandy. Finished runner-up at the 2019 U.S. Amateur and made the cut at the 2020 Masters.
That's getting it done. How about 19-year-old Akshay Bhatia? Already made 18 PGA Tour starts, including a tie for ninth at the 2020 Fortinet Championship. Akshay played his way into the 2021 Korn Ferry Tour Finals through non-member FedEx Cup points.
But Austin Eckrode, PGA Tour regular, earned his Korn Ferry Tour card by finishing third in the 2021 Velocity Global PGA Tour University Rankings. Made three starts in the Korn Ferry Tour last season. Nice pants.
John Pach here from Florida State took the top spot in the PGA Tour U Rankings in his senior season. He won the Jack Nicklaus, the Fred Haskins, and Ben Hogan Awards. I hope he's got a nice mantle.
Oh, you know he does. How about Georgia's Davis Thompson? You want to talk about someone who's won a lot of trophies, played at the RSM Classic, number one amateur in the world before turning pro in May, 2021 SEC Player of the Year, first team All-American. Also, you'll remember, Shane, had the early lead at the 2020 U.S. Open at Wingfoot through 12 holes. As we welcome in our college expert, Brently Romine, he joins us from Georgia. So what's at stake this week? Brently, what are you focused on?
Well, thanks, guys, for having me on. It's a big week. Remember, we didn't get Q School last year because of COVID, so it's good to finally be back. Really, everyone is playing for status, no matter where you finish. You know, medalist is fully exempt, 2 through 10 in ties, exempt to the first 12 events, top 40 in ties, exempt to the first 8. So, and really, everyone who plays gets conditional. It's just wherever you finish, that's kind of what your status is. Some recent history, I was looking back at the last Q School, actually 11 players made it to the PGA Tour this season. So really hope for everyone out here.
Brently, what stands out atop the leaderboard for you?
I really like this kid, Thomas Rosenmuller. I did a story at the beginning of the year, kind of projecting some unknowns who could break out. He didn't have a good year on the Challenge Tour, but won on the Pro Golf Tour three times last year, 24 years old, played at North Texas, which has produced some pretty good pros, Carlos Ortiz, Rodolfo Casabon, even long driver Kyle Berkshire. An interesting nugget about Thomas, though, his girlfriend, Maria, is actually a pro tennis player. She was supposed to caddy for him this week, but didn't make the trip up because she had a tournament down in Orlando. And then also Andy Ogletree. It's been a few years since we've talked about him, but the 2019 U.S. Amateur winner had hip surgery earlier this year, missed 5 months. So he's finally back healthy, made the cut at the Sanderson a couple of weeks ago. So he's looking to maybe get some consistency moving forward in his professional career.
Brently, whether it's the old PGA Tour, Q School, or LPGA, or Korn Ferry Tour, it's all about the stories. What should we know about this 38-year-old Matt Picanso?
Well, I think it's truly one of the best stories out here, Damon. This is a guy who played baseball growing up, didn't pick up golf till he was 19 years old, ended up walking on at Bakersfield College, which is a small community college, and actually has a famous alumni named Frank Gifford. You guys may have heard of him. But anyways, played 2 years there, then quit the game for 5 years. He had a family tragedy, just kind of fell out of love, ended up gravitating back toward golf at about 26, turns pro at 30, and heck, at 38, now he's at final stage of Q school for the first time in 6 tries. Just a truly incredible story. And also has an interesting relationship with the boxer Canelo Alvarez, who has a big fight on Saturday. They both know each other, play quite a bit down in San Diego. So you can bet Matt and Canelo will be rooting each other on this weekend.
Brentley wrote a great piece, by the way, on Matt on golfchannel.com. Make sure you check that out. Before we let you go, Brentley, can you let us know on some of the PGA Tour U players in the field as well?
Yeah, you guys did a good job going through them at the beginning of this segment, but 9 of the top 15 from that inaugural class are here in Savannah this week. That includes John Pax and the Davis Thompsons, and even Mac Meisner, who won on the Form Tour this summer. He's playing well today. Kevin Yu, another guy who had a good summer on the Korn Ferry Tour, actually ended up finishing runner-up in top 5, which in most years would have been good enough to get him into the Korn Ferry Tour finals and give him some better status. But because of the super season, those points didn't translate as well as they probably should have. So he's fighting for better priority. And then Quade Cummins, the burly boy from Oklahoma. He's had a big last couple weeks. He gets through second stage. He gets engaged. It's a good time to be big Quade Cummins right now.
Brentley, I know you watch the show a decent amount, and you know we've started stars in cars. I mean, We've had Billy Horschel was a star in a car.
Patty T.
In
the Beamer.
So Brentley, you're a star in our mind. Do you think you should join the list, stars in cars?
I don't know how many guys driving Nissan Altimas can make that list. So
on the outside looking in, just on the cut line.
Just keep your hands on the 9-3 or the 10-2, and you'll be all right. Okay, partner?
Thanks, guys.
Like I said, check out Brindley's article on golfchannel.com. Very, very well done. He's a star in our mind.
Yeah.
Star in our world, and he was in a car. Put him on the list.
Put him on the list. There's some stars in Mexico, by the way. There's also some raindrops.
You see Wolf. 61.
Oh, my goodness.
Even Nelly appreciates a good 61.
Golf Today, brought to you by PointsBet. This season, don't just bet, live your bet life.
Back on Golf Today, regarded as one of the greatest golfers in the history of the game, Annika Sörenstam retired at the end of 2008 with a resume that included 72 wins on the LPGA Tour and 10 majors. Sörenstam, the latest guest on the Beyond the Fairway podcast, with Doug and Will.
Where we are right now in today's game, and we see all these new, women who are great golfers and as well as superstars. Mm-hmm. Does the competitive nature ever come out of you saying, hey, I wish I was in my prime so I can really, go against the best of Kelly, the best of all the women out there? So, I mean, is there ever a point to where, I would like to see her in my prime?
I mean, of course, I think about, where do I stack up in today's generation? Where would I be, but then you start looking back and, I don't want to change the last 13 years. They've been fantastic. And, I love being a mom. I love being a wife and with my businesses. I love that thrill of it. But of course, you always think, where would I be today and how would I do against them at my prime? You think about that, but then you're like, okay, then the doorbell rings and you got to go.
Right.
So it changes, but it's fun. When I played here at the LPGA Gainbridge at the Lake Nona in February, I was around all these girls and it was fun to see them. But then you just realize, things have changed and, they're half my age. I think if you put Nelly and Jeff Corda's age together, I don't even think it adds up to mine. So, it just is what it is, right?
Time now, though, for the 19th hole as we end the show. A little football flavor. Now, this is Carlos Ortiz and Abe Anser.
Yeah, this is
hybrid sport, football, golf?
a real ball? Listen, you know what, guys watching at home? You're not as good as them.
No.
Let's not try this on the beach, not on a crowded beach.
Didn't Seve do this on the beaches in Spain?
Yes, yeah. Sometimes did it after some drives, and then he made birdie. You know,
right, that was kind of true too.
Genius on the golf course. You see this from Mark Long, former Jags legend Blake Bortles.
Legend.
Even through seven holes, Ponte Vedra's Ocean Course this morning, he got a call from Green Bay. You know what's happened with Aaron Rodgers
yeah.
right there? He was staring at double bogey on 8. He picked up. He was even through seven. Now I looked this up, Blake Bortles. His gin is 9-5.
9-5?
I'm playing a 9-5 who's even through seven. You know what I'm doing? I'm not happy.
You're not, yeah, you got to stay.
I'm smiling.
UCF legend.
9-5.
Man, oh,
come
man.
Come on, Blake. Put
Keep
those
playing.
Scores in, Blake Bortles. All right, we threw this up on social. Who's your favorite golfer? And who is their athlete comp?
This
best
was good.
Responses make the show. We've had some really solid responses. Pat Perez and Babe Ruth.
How about that? Two guys who know how to get after it.
I would say this. Pat Perez and Babe Ruth would be big fans of each other.
They'd be friends.
They would be pals.
Yeah, absolutely.
They would play AT&T Pebble Beach together, I feel like.
500 starts, and I saw somewhere floating around George Savarikas asked him, what are you having at the bar? And he said, everything. It was just so Pat.
A drink for start. 500 of those bad boys. Yeah, that is really great. 500 starts,
wow.
What an accomplishment.
Yeah.
So, you know, I did a shout-out with my hat of the day a couple days ago in Hawaii.
Yeah, it was nice.
And I was talking about Nanea on the Big Island, one of the great golf courses in the world, one of the best golf courses in Hawaii. A friend of the show was in the bar at Nanea, and it was on the show, and somebody that worked there said, how does he know about Nanea? Nobody knows about Nanea. Well, I mean, I played Nanea. This is a picture
oh,
I took.
Oh, man, oh, man.
A beautiful Nanea, one of the coolest clubhouses in golf, and so I had to dig through hats to find this one.
It's a great hat.
This took me a minute to pull this one out, but this is Nanea, and I'm telling you, David McClay Kidd, perfect job on that piece of property, and it is worth a round if you could ever get over that way.